Some little time after this, we began to build a new chapel at Rochdale, where I then labored and had done so for some time. And the Lord having blessed my labors, we were crowded in the room in which we then met, and therefore began a new chapel. It was truly wonderful and amazing to see how the Lord opened a way for us, for we were a very poor people. But oh, how many times did we prove that portion of God's word, "The cattle upon a thousand hills are mine, and all the gold and silver is mine." For he opened the hearts of the people far and near to communicate toward the raising up of Hope Chapel, which we called it, for we said it was begun in hope, carried on in hope, and a hope, too, which will never make ashamed. So we called it Hope Chapel. Through many toils and difficulties, at length we got the chapel up, but with a considerable debt upon it, which was very heavy on our shoulders. After preaching some time in the chapel, the friends wished me to come with my family to Rochdale, but I was stuck so fast with many little debts that I could not tell how it could possibly remove from the place I was in. It appeared to me to be utterly impossible, but I found again that what was impossible with me was possible with God. And blessed be his dear name, he again made it manifest that he was able to deliver me from that Sodom, for I could call it nothing else for years. He opened the hearts of one and another who just helped us out, so that not one enemy of God and truth could say, "Ah, so would we have it." Oh, how the devil had for years harassed my poor soul, that when I was moved from that place, it would be to the poorhouse. So that when my traps were put up in the cart, and not a dog was able to move his tongue, I felt as if my poor soul would have burst through the body with joy. Oh, how sweetly did Hannah's song flow into my heart and out of my mouth unto God. My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside him, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him are actions weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. Oh, how my poor soul adored him, loved him, and praised him for opening such a way that not one enemy could bring a just charge against me to the dishonor of his name and cause, which were dearer to my soul than life itself. But is anything too hard for the Lord? So off we went with 6 children, we having 7 in all, but the eldest did not then live at home. We arrived safe at Rochdale, with my heart full of the blessing of the Lord. And oh, what a sweet time I had in my new habitation, in raising up an altar to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who had fed me all my life long. The angel of his presence, who had redeemed me from all evil, so ravished my heart with wonder and amazement that I scarcely knew whether I was in the body or out of it. His boundless goodness, both in providence and grace, so shined into my poor soul that it was truly delightful and pleasant to see his goodness pass before me in the way. Here I expect that I should have a smoother path and things more comfortable. Ever since the Lord had opened my poor mouth in his dear name, and there was one request I had made, that he would open a place for me where I might have my family with me on the Lord's day. Truly I had many sweet promises that this would be the case in his own time and way, But little did I think God would favor me with a habitation adjoining the chapel. But so it was. And I verily believe on the Lord's day, when my wife and children entered the chapel, I should have fainted away in the pulpit, and had not the dear Lord supported me. Oh, with what power did I feel those words of David, "And thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth hath spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings, with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me." Psalm 66:12-20.